Gorgeous Food and Drink with Nikki Bannerman.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous Food and Drink. This is Nikki Bannerman talking to the zesty Claire Morfitt about her award-winning Easy Peasy Lemon Squeezy food blog and her lifestyle business. Welcome, Claire. Thanks for inviting me to your fabulous home today.
You're very welcome. Nice to have you here.
It's beautiful. Everything's cream and twinkly with loads of candles. It's absolutely gorgeous. So you've already won awards for your food blogging. How did your blogging come about?
Well, it's all really about stuffing. Back in 2014, I lost my father and we realised at Christmas Day that we didn't have the stuffing recipe. So I thought, well, how sad is it that we lose recipes when we lose those people that we love? So I started to post a recipe a week on Facebook and it all really started from there. It was never a plan. And it just sort of evolved from there.
Fantastic. So 52 recipes in 52 weeks and you made a booklet or a book out of that, didn't you?
I certainly did. I've started off by getting 100 printed. I gave quite a lot away to Marie Curie and from a charity point of view. I also sold a few. And I think at last count, 500 out there. But it's just a family book.
That sounds beautiful. And what a lovely legacy for your darling dad. It's awful to lose somebody. And it's dreadful to lose family recipes, isn't it? My goodness. So what awards have you won?
I was the finalist in UK Blog Awards 2016. We've also won a digital award for the actual design of the website through Sky Blue. I can't quite believe that, you know, 2-3 years later that I've actually won some awards, which is amazing.
Well, well deserved. Fantastic. And you didn't know what a blog was when you started?
I was blogging before I even realised what blogging was. And it was only when it got to be too much for the Facebook account that I decided that with a busy life and a busy job, I ought to get myself set up to be able to post to all the social media platforms under one website. So that's why we have Easy Peasy Lemon Squeezy. And it's branched out from recipes, easy family recipes, cocktails. We have a cocktail queen on there too, who's my best friend. And now I'm in lifestyle too. So I really blog about predominantly recipes, but really anything that's of interest to people in their 40s, 50s, 30s, whatever, really, families.
Lovely, and a beautiful website it is too. So you've got a large amount of followers that you said also with busy lives, and they want easy, tasty, nutritious meal ideas. Is that right?
Absolutely. One of my main sort of aims with the blog is to give people really tasty food, but made very quickly at home when you get home from work, or that the children can make. I have a passion about children cooking. I think it's very important, and I think it's our fundamental responsibility to teach our kids to cook. I'm all about family meals around the table, having a laugh, having a joke. If something goes wrong, so what? You know, it's only food. But normally, you know, you can make pasta and sauce, anything. So much easier than buying ready meals.
Sounds very inspiring there. And you talked about the charity close to your heart. You've given some of your profits away on that.
Yeah, I gave quite a lot of my books away and I try and do as much as I can for any cancer charities, really. But Marie Curie were just quite amazing looking after my father. So I felt it was our time to give a bit back, really. And it's not a revenue stream for me, Easy Peasy Lemon Squeezy. It is my hobby. It's turned out that I actually do quite a lot of reviews on products that I like. I do say no to quite a lot of things that I don't really agree with, or it doesn't follow the ethos of Easy Peasy. It just needs to be really relaxed. I almost want it to be magazine-like. We share the bad stuff, we share the good stuff, we share the easy stuff.
The good, the bad and the ugly you've mentioned before.
Definitely, definitely.
Fantastic. And didn't you do a project with one of the BBC Great British Bake Off contestants? Was it Nancy Birtwistle?
It certainly was, and Nancy's now quite a good friend of mine and I speak to and I communicate with quite regularly. I got involved in a project called Love Food, Hate Waste. I'm quite passionate about wasting food, and so I was invited to a blogging event. The first one was about bread and how much bread we literally throw in the bin. And where I met Nancy to start with. And then because of the success of that one and the recipes that we managed to put out, I also went to a meat one too, about using different cuts of meat to produce beautiful food that, you know, normally would be, it's normally very cheap. I'm a real passionate about food waste and I'm hoping that there'll be some more. There'll be a salad one and a vegetable one and, you know, using them for smoothies and things like that. So we shouldn't really be putting food in the bin. We should plan a lot better, I think.
and reuse what's in the fridge. And you did you call the campaign Use Your Loaf Yourself about the bread one?
No, that was actually the name given by Love Food Hate Waste. I was just one of sort of 15 bloggers that was reporting on it. But Nancy and I got on very well. The blogging world, there tends to be a lot more younger people, sort of 25 years of age. So I think I've got a bit of a niche because I am a bit older. I do understand what it's like feeding a family. I do understand what it's like working. So I think, you know, my blog suits my age group and, you know, those people with children that want to cook.
Brilliant. Very inspiring for other women as well. And you reveal your passion for recipes, cocktails and lifestyle that you've mentioned. You also talked about a personal issue that happened and it went berserk. Is that right?
Yes, it did. I actually unfortunately split up with my partner of 23 years. I wrote the post and then it took me about 2 months to actually press the publish button. I didn't talk about the details, but the response I got was incredible, and I called it Affairs of the Heart. And really, it's just about change and how you can adapt to new situations, even though it's very, very hard to do so. And, you know, life is going to be exciting again, maybe different, but hopefully it'll be exciting again. And I just wanted people to realise that, you know, it happens way too often when people are, you know, split up, break up, relationships break down. And I think people need to realise that most people go through the same sets of emotions. And the response I had was incredible, the amount of comments. So from a food blog to a lifestyle overnight, really. So I'm going to continue the lifestyle too.
Good for you, and you're helping lots of others, not only write, but does write help you deal with these situations?
You know, I only discovered 3 years ago that I actually love writing, and I write in a very relaxed way. I write as if I'm talking. Most people say they can tell if an article is by me. I don't try to be clever. I just say hopefully how it is, and I love writing it. And usually the most successful blog posts, the lifestyle ones, are the ones that took the least amount of time to write because they come from the heart, I think.
And you can hear that. Yeah, I love the way you write too. I was reading your blog last night. So you've talked about food waste and getting the family in the kitchen and teaching kids table manners.
Oh, you know, it really saddens me that people are starting to not sit around the table to eat their meals. I think it's so important. I mean, what is more important than knowing how to cook food for yourself? And I think you can have such wonderful giggles and laughs and jokes and, you know, find out how the day was. And I'm not talking about every evening, but, you know, you should be sitting around the table with your family and you should be teaching your kids how to cook. You know, it's not difficult and it's such fun, and they get a real sense of achievement out of cooking. You know, I get pictures of children that have baked cakes, that have made meals for their family. Sometimes it goes wrong, but, you know, it doesn't really matter. But my recipes are all really simple, really easy. I have some healthy stuff, I have some naughty stuff. There's always going to be something on my blog that somebody can make, even if they're not great in the kitchen.
That sounds definitely worthwhile there. And isn't there an expression, those that bake together stay together?
Well, yes. Me and my partner didn't bake together, so maybe that's true. I do a lot of baking with my friends' children. I would love to have a cookery school eventually and teach kids how to cook. It's a massive passion of mine, but maybe, you know, in a few years' time that might be possible.
You've got a lot on your plate, literally, haven't you? So I know blogging was new to you, and you mentioned that you didn't realise when you were blogging, but how would you recommend that other women take up blogging or try new things and embrace their passions the way you have?
Do you know what? I think, you know, those years, a few years ago when I lost my father, something happened to me where I've always tried to do my absolute best at everything that I do, but I found this absolutely overriding passion to be as good as I could be at whatever I decided to do. Blogging is really straightforward. You can set yourself up on a WordPress site quite easily. It's all about self-promotion. It's about getting, you know, good at social media. You know, I'm in my 40s. I never thought I'd be able to operate a website. Guess what? I can. It's an amazing, you know, I'm building a community. I've got 6,000 people that sort of regularly contact me. I have people that guest blog on my site. Anything that's of interest to sort of family life, then get in touch with me and we'll do it together. But yeah, definitely always try something new. It might be difficult, but it's really worthwhile.
That sounds lovely, and that'll help other women out there. Thank you for that. And I saw on your website it says passion, faith and working hard.
Oh, I'm a big believer in working hard. I believe that you have to really put the hard graft in to have some success. And I work really hard at my day job. I travel a lot. But my blog and the way it's set up, it means that I can still blog while I travel. My first passion, obviously, is my work and what I do for the company that I work for, which is Tornico. I sell food ingredients as a day job, so they actually combine themselves quite nicely. So as I say, two passions collide. But I'm a massive believer in hard work, and you get the results.
That's fantastic. Good philosophy to have. And talking philosophy, you actually won a Karma project at your work in terms of a Karma project that you're actually going abroad. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, I work for a company that their corporate social responsibility policy is actually called Company Karma. And it's about doing well, doing good, everybody. So what we do as a business is we get involved very heavily in some Karma projects. And I won a Karma award for being a culture carrying employee. And part of my prize this year is to go and visit one of our projects. And the project that I've chosen to visit is yet to be definitely confirmed, is a project in Swaziland, where we've given a machine that will help to boil pasteurise eggs. And we're able to give those eggs to the children so they make sure they get a source of protein every day. So hopefully this year I'll be down in Swaziland, seeing it in action, and I'll be blogging about that too.
What a beautiful project. And I think you should take your camera and do some vlogging as well. Have you got into that?
I'm trying to. I need to get past the sound of my own voice, which I don't really like. I've done a few Instagram stories. I've just bought a very nice camera. So yeah, it is definitely the way forward, but I just need to get over myself, really.
We need to see those children in action.
Oh, well, you will definitely see the children. Even if I actually just do it on my phone, but I'll try and take the camera with me and get myself in the position where I can actually know what I'm doing. But it will. I'm really looking forward to it, yeah.
What a lovely project. I hope you have a wonderful time. Now, I know they have citrus plantations out there, but aren't they mainly oranges, limes and grapefruits? So are you expanding your fruit and recipe range?
Easy Peasy Lemon Squeezy was just really an off-the-cuff idea for a name 4 years ago. And I just like the name. And yes, obviously, we all love lemons and it needs to be part of the blog. But, you know, there's hundreds of different recipes on my blog, all with lemons and grapefruits and whatever. So, we've diversified a bit from lemons.
Fantastic. Good luck with that. So anything else you want to add?
You know, all I would say is that, you know, just try and do anything you want to do because it's possible with a bit of hard work and just keep trying. That's what I do.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Claire. Good to hear about your food, your lemons and your website. And have a fabulous, safe and life-changing trip.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. And it's goodbye for now from Claire and Nikki Bannerman.
Gentlemen, have it, boys. Leave thy jest.
This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2017. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com.